We have a special guest in the studio this afternoon. Really excited to have him here. He came through the Jungle Jukebox back in 2019 for the first time. He was a guest suggested from a dear friend and volunteer here named Richard Fernandez. And we got to talking about a new song that he recorded. His name's Timothy B. Smith, and we're really happy to have you here in the studio today, Timothy. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be back. Thank you.
Such a beautiful singer for your solo CDs and with the projects that I've heard you in. You've been with the Eagles, Poco, these backing vocalist offers that you have from different bands, and even last time we talked about how you're even screaming in different 80s groups and stuff like that. But you have such a great career, and the fact that we were able to run into each other here in a small little community on Kauai, it was special to reconnect with you in public and engage and hear that you have a new CD out. And we're happy to play a bunch of it this hour. And
that sounds good to me. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Let's start off with one, and then we'll come back in with you here. The song is called Something You Should Know. And on this disc, Day by Day, that it's called, just released 2022?
Yes.
Okay. This is the only track on this song where you are all by yourself. All the vocals, harmonies, instruments, and everything. And it's a really nice song. So
thanks.
I'm going to start off with one straight up, Timothy B. Smith, all of him off his solo album. And then we're going to get into some of the further production of some of the other songs and maybe hear what it was like to make this album. So thanks again for being here, Timothy. Off his latest release, Day by Day, this is a track called Something You Should Know, right here on the Jungle Jukebox, KKCR.
So many things I'd like to say, but I can't remember what they are. If I think of them, I'll tell you right away. So I'm hoping you don't stray too far. It is right on the very tip of my tongue, and I think it's something should know. Somehow this never used to happen when I was young, so stick with me, it's bound to show. All of my life I've been trying to explain what is going on. If you wait a minute longer, it'll come to me like a mother bird returning to her nest. If she thinks it's time for her young to be free, I can only say I've tried my best. Well, I guess this information will have to wait, even though I'm sure it was profound. And if I get some sort of inkling, I won't hesitate to impart this wisdom when you're next around. Keep your heart open, don't misunderstand. Yeah.
am humbled by your presence, thrilled with your charm, and I'm better.
Timothy B. Schmidt, right here in the studio, KKCR, on the Jungle Jukebox, and welcome back.
Thanks for having me. It's really great to be back. I'm glad I ran into you at the market.
And that it was fun. Both times.
That's
both
right.
Times.
Yeah.
Want to send a shout-out to Jean. We miss her here. She was here with us last time.
I have gifts for you from Thomas, Jean.
We have you sitting pretty. I almost moved those, but I was like, it's like she's here with us. But yeah. Thanks for chiming in, Jean, and great artwork on this new release. What a beautiful job you've done with the artwork and the songs and the production. The last time you were here, you were releasing a song that was time sensitive, and you were between projects. Is this the first release since The Good Fight?
I actually released another song that was time sensitive, called Cross That Line, and both those songs were going to be on this record, but I decided I needed to put it out right away. So if you should check that out too, it's called Cross That Line.
The Good Fight had a nice little duo with Sheryl Crow. Was anyone else involved with the Crossing the Line?
Yeah, definitely, but not no names like Sheryl.
Sure.
It was some really great musician friends of mine, yeah.
Well, absolutely. I can throw this out. Throughout this whole CD, you have a lot of guest musicians, some that come to mind, Lindsey Buckingham, John Fogerty and Jackson Brown, Benmont Tent shows up,
yep.
And those are some of the names that come through, but there's lists of names, the backup singers, the ladies. I mean, if you'd like to give a shout-out to anyone else that came in through this project with you, that's not coming off the top of my head at the moment, but
well, no, you've named, I believe. Oh, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Yes.
Yeah, he played some blues for me. I needed somebody who just played straight out blues, and
yeah.
So I called him. He was a neighbor of mine until about 2 weeks after I did that. He was planning on moving, but I just caught him. So that's really great.
And in choosing artists to help you with the solo projects, are there voices or just tones of artists that you're hearing that you want to call in, or you know, how does that selection process come from? Like, because you got, you know, there's amazing musicians throughout this. It's, do you hear that, or
yeah, no, I usually get so far in the production of a record. Usually I make sure the lead vocal is done in very at least basic track, almost sometimes just an acoustic guitar, and then I start thinking about who I might want to get to do any certain, you know, backgrounds or instrumentation, and some of them you know, and some of them you don't, but all really great. I mean, most of the time people of course single out the well-known names, but everybody who played on this record were really excellent.
Yeah, there's orchestration and horns.
Yeah.
Dig it. Glad you put it out.
Thank you.
And the artwork's amazing. You have your own artwork on the front, pencil and ink, or ink and
yep.
paper.
Yep.
And then in the back is a beautiful...
That's a collage.
Collage. Like
yeah.
What type of material?
That's just really... We're talking about cutting out of magazines and using diluted Elmer's glue. That's really what it is.
Well, that is a simple man type of
yeah.
project right there.
Yeah, so. I've been doing that for quite a while, and I don't know. I always like that when it's all fabrics.
I like it.
Yeah.
Shall we get in back into the CD? Let's get these
sure.
tunes out there.
All right, yeah.
I like the opening track, Simple Man. I haven't found a track that I didn't like, but I do like this Simple Man. And any lead-ins for it?
Well, yeah, I actually wrote a good portion of that here on Kauai. And when I got the first couple of verses and the chorus, I'm sure I was here, and to me it sounded really a lot like it could be treated like CSN. Hmm. And so I thought, why not embrace that and just do it? So I got, there was a time I could have probably sung all the parts, but I decided to call on some friends, both of whom had done some time as a Beach Boy. In fact, one is a Beach Boy's son, Matt Jardine, Al Jardine's son. And the other one, Chris Farmer, who plays in my band, is an excellent singer and musician. And he did 10 years with the Beach Boys. And I thought, these are the guys I want. And they came over and probably thought they were just going to do some background oohs and ahs. And I said, no, that's why I booked 2 days with you guys, because they were both kind of from out of town. And I said, we're singing every word together. And
beautiful.
That's how that came out.
Here we go. This is the opening track from Timothy B. Schmidt's latest release, Day by Day. A track called Simple Man, right here on KKCR.
To life's protocol. And I'm not seeking gold, I don't look for fame. That's all in my past now, it's another game. Though I no longer need the things I did before, I can't help but think there's so much more. Sleep until it's light. Let the darkness be our place.
seems so easy, almost like it's fun. It must be peaceful when your day is done. The sun is setting once again. It won't be back for hours, so until then, lay down, lay you down upon this bed. I feel heavy and the night is taking over. There's no moon up in the sky. We can't sleep until it's light. Let the darkness be our blanket.
Simple Man, off the new release by Timothy B. Schmidt, Day by Day, right here in the Jungle Jukebox. Timothy, thanks so much for sharing your new album with us here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Island. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
And the beauty and the relaxed nature of the feel of that, definitely. You can feel it come through. The Kauai vibe is there, and you were saying that you remember writing some of that here on Island.
Yeah,
you can definitely
I did.
Feel that. I was going to ask you about we've been in COVID times, and as a touring musician, you know, lots of breaks have happened. You just mentioned that you had to take a break for about a year and a half. On the last show, I remember asking you, you know, hobbies and whatnot that you might have had, and I was curious if you have any new Native American art pieces.
Oh, you remembered. Since then, honestly, I'm not sure. Maybe one or two. I'm only active doing that part of the time. I kind of get the bug, and then I start looking around. I'm going to go to Santa Fe, COVID permitting, in August. They have a bunch of antique artifacts. There's a show that lasts for 3 days, and then there's the Indian market, which is the contemporary stuff. I'm mostly interested in the older stuff. So yeah, my interest goes in and out with that.
Have you ever had any experience like, or were you invited to any sort of ceremony on reservation or any of those type of?
Well, I've definitely visited reservations, and I've been to the winter dances in outside of Santa Fe, probably about halfway between Albuquerque and Santa Fe. And it's definitely a Native thing. We can come, non-Natives can come, but you kind of take a back seat. You can't film it. They don't even want you to sketch. Mm-hmm. It's very sacred stuff. And it's really powerful stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I was invited to a Sundance ceremony.
I went to one as well.
In South Dakota.
Wow.
Like around Hot Springs, and there was Mohawk, Lakota, and one other tribe. It was an interesting place where three tribes were actually getting together to do the summer solstice. You know, 5 days chopping down the tree, putting the tree in the arbor,
oh, yeah.
prayer ties up, and then all the sacrifices and what that happened throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah, very powerful day, the sweat lodges and praying for the... Did you stay throughout that whole type of...
I stayed for most of... I got there, I think, a day... Gene and I got there a day late, I think. We were friends at the time with Dennis Banks, who was kind of a controversial guy at the time, and he's the one who invited us. And it was really quite an experience. Talk about powerful. It's crazy what you witness and what you feel.
I like that, your connection with that. And there's a picture of a rock in
here.
Yeah. What is this from?
That is that is a picture of across the street from me. Is it's all used to be native land. The Chumash Indians lived there, and that's a grinding stone. And there's a song called Grinding Stone, mm-hmm. and that is. You can see three little indentations in it. That's where they used to grind acorns, and it's still there. And I got inspired, I guess is the right word, to write about that, but mostly about where I live and how amazing it is that I actually am able to live there. But in truth, it used to be native land, and so I'm. The last line of the song is, you know, I'll take good care of that old grinding stone.
Nice. Yeah. Maybe we should go into that song.
Shall we
lead right into that?
Sure.
Let's do it. I was going to play another one, but I'll come back to that one. Another track off Timothy B. Schmidt's latest release, Day by Day. This is a track called Grinding Stone, right here in the Jungle Jukebox, KKCR.
Something
Brand new cuts right here on the Jungle Jukebox. KKCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea. And we have another announcement for you, and this one's regarding the Halepuna Farmers Market.
Halepuna Farmers Market, every Thursday from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. under the old monkey pod tree at 9567 Huaka'i Road in Waimea Town. Fresh fruits, vegetables, eggs, and specialty baked goods from Koke'e Lodge. Now accepting SNAP, EBT, and Da Bucks. More info at halepuna.org.
Mahalo for tuning in to Kauai Community Radio. My name's Thomas, and this is the Jungle Jukebox, and I'm blessed to have Timothy B. Schmidt in the studio here talking about his latest release, Day by Day, and sharing time with us while he's here on Kauai. Thanks again for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks.
It's super cool. And throughout the CD, it's very self-reflective, which is awesome. You know, we can always just keep working on ourselves. And there's definitely an undercurrent of love in there, and there's an obvious tie to the love of your life, Jean. And she's not here. I can feel that in the, you know, in the words. Is that safe to say that she's a big instrument in your life as far as giving you those steps and some of these, you know, some of the lines within in the these songs? You know, I feel her with you throughout the whole disc.
Yeah, she's in and out of a lot of these songs, either subtly or directly. So we're really tight. We've been together for 44 years, and we're still as tight as ever. And she's there's nobody like her. She's a great inspiration.
Can feel that, and you know we all have our struggles in life and what we're working through, and you know this you really seem to be working through stuff that you've maybe been going through your whole life continually, but within the music, and it's such a healing aspect to. To hear your music, it must be amazingly healing to get this stuff out.
Yeah, I don't really know how it's done, but I think I always come back to, like, you know, stuff that at least starts from my heart. You know, I don't even try to do that. Sometimes I'll start a song and I'm not sure where it's going to go, and then it reveals itself a little bit later. Like, I don't even have a title a lot of times. I'm really lucky to be able to do this at all. You know, I'm very fortunate.
So cool. Well, it kind of leads perfectly into another song, because I really want to keep getting this music out there. But I did have a question. On song number 3, it's called Heartbeat. We're talking about the heart. And in there it says, Ella Jean Schmidt, Heartbeat. Is she playing an instrument, or is that an actual, like, stethoscope going? Is that her heartbeat?
It was done with a digital stethoscope. It is her heartbeat.
That's super cool. Well, we're going to get into it right now.
Great.
Thanks for being here. This is Timothy B. Schmidt off Day by Day. It's a track called Heartbeat featuring Ella Jean Schmidt. Thanks for tuning in to Kauai Community Radio. This is KKCR. K-A-Q-A. Kilauea. My name's Thomas, this is the Jungle Jukebox, and I'm sitting in the studio with Timothy B. Schmidt. And that last track was called Heartbeat from Day by Day, and it was featuring his beautiful wife, Elle Jean Schmidt, on the Heartbeat. So thanks for that, Jean. Appreciate your addition to the recording, and really, with headphones, the clarity of the actual Heartbeat comes in quite clear, so that's cool that that was a digital copy of our digital recording of an actual Heartbeat, so that's neat. I think that's the first time I've ever heard that in a song, you know, an actual recorded Heartbeat, so evolution.
It's actually been done a couple times.
Has it?
Differently, yeah.
There's
a John and Yoko thing that's about 15 minutes long where you can hear their heartbeats. And then I think Huey Lewis and the News. Boom, 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 boom,
yeah.
Boom, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's been done a few times.
Nice one. Way to bring it back. And, you know, last time you were here, there was another portion that I remembered. We were talking about how your nickname was Woodstock, and Glenn Fries was Roach, yeah. I believe. And I'd asked you if you went to Woodstock, you gave me a great story of how you did, and you were in Poco, and your manager didn't, for some reason, have you guys go. But there was a July 4th party that you said that you played for Jimi Hendrix, performed for him.
Well, it was the Atlanta Pop Festival.
The Atlanta Pop Festival.
It was 1970. It was shortly after Woodstock. And we weren't, if you see an old poster, you won't even see us mentioned, because we got the gig really late, and we did it without pay. But because of that, we were on just before Jimi Hendrix on July 4th.
Wow.
That night, so.
Did you interact with the man himself at all?
It was just a total mess. The backstage area, there were no individual dressing rooms. It was, everybody was here. And I saw him over here with surrounded by people. Everybody was... It was chaotic, sort of. So I never really got to talk to him, but I definitely watched him afterwards.
It's still amazing to me that he was only 27 when he passed. I mean, his voice and how he plays guitar, it just is ageless, timeless, you know, beyond his years. So that's cool that you got to at least experience him close in ways. This has been a lot of fun, and I'm loving sharing the songs of Day by Day. And you had mentioned there was a special someone also on this next track I'm going to play called The Next Rainbow.
Oh, yeah. First of all, about the song, I swore I wasn't going to write a song about being sequestered. I thought, you know, there's too many these things coming out. You know, I heard a song called Lockdown and all kinds of stuff, and I said, I'm not going to go there. But I started writing this song one day, and I started singing, my world is getting small, but it don't bother me. I got a lot to do before they set me free. And I went, I guess I'm doing it. But the thing with this, it isn't like, woe is me, I got to get out of this. I got to get out of here. The point is like, you know, well, you have all this time, do something with it.
Right.
You know, try and make something out of it. And, you know, we will get out of this, and things will get better. And that's where, you know, the song came from. On background vocals, I got my friend Donna DeLore, who used to sing for a lot of years for Madonna on stage.
Wow.
She's a friend of mine, really good singer, really good person. And I got my oldest daughter, Jedra, who's a really great singer too. And the three of us were in my studio together singing the backgrounds.
So oh, that's amazing. Hearing family sing together, there's nothing like those harmonies.
Yeah.
So great. Here's another track from Timothy B. Schmidt, the new release, Day by Day. We're going to hear a cut called The Next Rainbow right here on Kauai Community Radio, Jungle Jukebox. Stay tuned. Lady Lehua will be up at the top of the hour with the Lehua Lounge.
Fire in
the next rainbow. Timothy B. Schmidt right here in the studio off the Day by Day release that just came out this year. And we've been having fun going through different songs of this release and just getting a chance to hear it for the first time. So thanks so much for sharing it with us, Timothy, and really appreciate you sharing your time and coming in here and being a part of the Jungle Jukebox again. So awesome. Awesome.
That's great. Always good to come here. Thanks.
We had a great caller. He just wanted to send his gratitude towards you for everyone here at Kauai Community Radio. And thank you for your participation with the Eagles and a show that happened in the 90s that really helped kickstart this radio station into existence. So if it wasn't for you, your passion for music, you know, your brotherhood with the Eagles and your generosity, you know, this station wouldn't be possible. So thanks for being a part of that.
It's our great pleasure. Thank you.
And we had a listener who was slightly worried with the talk of solo albums, whether you'd be touring with the Eagles again when that day comes.
Well, we all occasionally put out a solo album. This is my seventh solo album. So it's really stuff we sort of do on the side in a way. We just got back from Europe and the UK, and so I came to Kauai for a little R&R, and in September we will be going to Canada, and I think there's more shows coming in the later fall. So not to worry.
Very cool.
As long as we're healthy, I think that's the key at this point. I think we'll keep going.
Nice. And while you're here, while you're enjoying the time you have on the island, anything about Kauai that just makes you release yourself from your total being and you're able to just relax on nothing? I kind of imagine it's the horizon, you know, that we're able to see every day. Is that some expanse that really helps your being?
Oh, God, yes. for a while, we would think, because we weren't coming here very much for a little while, we were thinking about, you know, selling our place here. And then we started coming more often, and that just... Every time I would come back to the island, I'd go like, this is great. I mean, we watched the sun come up from our bedroom.
Beautiful.
You know, and just go a few paces around the corner and watch the sunset. It's, yeah, with me, I'm a bit of a workaholic, so it takes me about a week to like calm down and not feel like I have to do stuff, mm-hmm. you know. But I still have a guitar here, too, so I can still do that, too. So, yeah, this is a wonderful place out here in the middle of the Pacific.
Do you get in the water much?
I go in the water at least two times a day.
Nice.
If it's not a long swim, I just at least get wet, yeah.
Brought my mom down to tunnels yesterday, and she was greeted by a monk seal. It's
nice.
About a 6 to 8 foot male that came and swam next to her, and she got out of the water comfortably. With no screaming.
It was a little bit of a little scary though, yeah. 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 That's so good though, you know, he came to visit you. It's pretty great stuff.
So lucky to have family on the island. Well, I definitely just appreciate you sharing the music and being open with us here with your conversation and spirit, you know, and bringing a lifestyle to the studio and a buzz to this day. So it's a lot of fun. We came alive.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to get into one more track, and before we, Lady Lehua comes up with the Lehua Lounge, this track is called I Come Alive. Can you tell us anything about this one that you'd like to, or should we just bang it?
It's just, you know, it's just sort of a, you know, it just came out really relatively quickly for me as a songwriter, and I decided not to get, you know, not everything has to have deep meaning, or, you know, sometimes it's just great to have some fun, and it just kind of came out really quick as a, you know, what McCartney might call a silly love song.
Gotcha. Yeah. I dig it. I also really liked Tastes Like Candy, Conflicted. Don't have time to go through the whole CD in the next 7 minutes, so I'm going to finish with I Come Alive, but I really appreciate how fun you make being conflicted feel. You know, you get a lot of sounds on that song, too, and it just was like, about being conflicted, but yet it just felt so good, those harmonies and the instrumentation. So
thank you.
That's a nice, very nice work. So thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome you anytime. Please come back. Timothy B. Schmidt right here in the studio with the Jungle Jukebox on Kauai Community Radio. This is a track from his latest release, Day by Day. It's a track called I Come Alive, and thanks for helping us feel that right here.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Aloha. big thanks, Timothy B. Schmidt. Thanks for your time. Thanks for the brand new music and sharing your word right here on Kauai Community Radio with us and the Jungle Jukebox. Coming up in moments, the Lehua Lounge with Lady Lehua.